Well, you know, we went inside today. Tony Medlin gave me the word that the winds were up, and quite frankly, the guys weren't safe on the lifts. So that's why we went inside more than any other reason, or we would have worked in the weather today. But we'll try to get outside tomorrow when the winds die down. So we did that today, and we went inside, did a two-minute period today to start practice. It was a competitive two-minute, and then worked in a third down, and here we are. So we had a good brisk workout today, very competitive. Guys worked extremely hard today, as they always do. And like I said, I'll leave it open to questions.
Where are you guys with the offensive line coming here? They said you'd be a little more deliberate today.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little more deliberate and say I think I'll give you a direct answer tomorrow. You know, Aaron and I didn't get a chance to talk. We haven't a chance to look at the video. But I would like to be more convicted tomorrow in terms of, you know, where we're going to go. We did move them around again today. We had Brian played some guard. Ola was played some tackle. Ola went inside and played guard, of course, and Jordan was at the tackle position. We moved him a little bit as well. So we really have tried to move some people around based on, you know, the situation we're in, losing Evan, number one, and working Charles Leno into the group as well. So I think we're going to, you know, we want to, again, come to some conclusions by the end of the day and establish the lineup for tomorrow.
What are some of those unique challenges of facing that Green Bay offense?
Well, the unique challenges is number one, they've been able to establish. It all starts with Aaron Rodgers, certainly. You know, he's got a very, very good receiving core of players. You know, he's got two or three very good receivers, as we all know. We know their names. We know who they are. You know, Lacy does give them a run threat. And he plays at a high level each and every week. You know, he got a couple of turnovers last week. They got a couple of tip balls. But he takes care of the football, and obviously he's extremely productive.
Mark, going off that, I think when you played him the first time, he did the outside kick. You said you wanted to steal possession maybe from Aaron Rodgers. Do you have the same mindset going into
the game? That's a competitive issue right there, Adam. I think that, you know, you have a sense for where the game's going and what you need to do. And certainly going in there where they've been extremely productive. You know, just take a look at it, where they are in the first and second quarter in scoring. But we've showed our guys the comparatives and the analytics to the team that we're playing. You have two very similar teams with really similar you know, statistical comparisons as you move through the offense and the defensive side of the ball. So you know, we feel we're headed into a highly competitive game. Two teams that are you know, very, very equal in terms of their ability to move the football and do the things they need to do to score. So, you know, we've got to do that.
For these first 8 weeks, what have you gotten out of Ryan Murphy?
Number one, I think he's done a very good job with leadership. You know, he brought something with him, you know, a championship pedigree. He's been in two very good organizations. I think he's really been a great asset as a mentor in our locker room. And that goes without saying, just to reinforce what you already know because you guys are in the locker room. Secondly, you know, he has been one of the guys who are back there and are leading, you know, making calls, being in the right place. He's played, you know, excellently at the line of scrimmage, particularly in fitting up our run game and knowing where to be and getting people in the right spot. I think he's been a real voice of reason back there in terms of getting people lined up. He's been physical at the point when he's been up into the line of scrimmage. I think that's, you know, one of his strengths is when he's up into the line of scrimmage. And, you know, he's covered tight ends. He's been on their hip most of the time and knows where to be, knows what to do and how to do it. So he's been a highly competitive player for us. Well, I think it's about everybody. Now, your quarterback is always a significant, you know, person to do that because he handles the ball in every play. We all know that. So certainly he's part of it, but I don't just think he's the only one. I think we want to do it together. We do it as coaches. We want to do it as a complete team. Everybody's got a say in this thing. Everybody does, and our guys understand that. And you can tell by practice they get it. You can tell by the dialogue that they have with each other during the course of the day. But certainly Jay's a big part of that. He's a team leader. He's around the guys all the time. He's influential in our locker room. He's influential in our meeting rooms, and certainly on the field. His component, his level of play, is going to be indicative of where we're going to go in the next 8 weeks.
Mark, when you examined things during the bye week, did you think you were patient enough at times, even when you fell behind in games, and keeping the right amount of offensive balance?
You know, it's a good question. I didn't overly analyze that part of it going into each and every game. And, I think that I look at balance as we want to run the ball when we feel it's important to run the ball, and we want to throw it when we feel that's the best way to move the ball. I think most of the time I do feel that way. There's times where I try not to get ahead of myself in terms of play calling. I'm sure there's times that I have done that. You know, I won't deny that. But I can't be specific. I would assume that during the course of the 8 weeks that did happen.
Is it important to do it against this team in case you fall behind?
You know, I think that it's important to do whatever we have to do to move the ball. Certainly running the football, I know that's where you're going, is certainly a big part of that. We've shown we can run the football against them. We have been able to do that in the times that we've played them over the last couple years, so that'll be an important part of what we're trying to accomplish. But we don't know what they're going to take away either as we move into this thing. We're playing very smart people on the other side of the ball, and how they play us. They may not play us the same way they played us in the last game, which may not give us the run game opportunities that we would like, and that's all part of it. And then we've got to be able to throw the football, but certainly running the football is a big part of what we have to do. The clock runs. It's complementary to what we're trying to get accomplished defensively, and that is, to limit their offense's opportunities on the field as well.
Mark, is there any way to describe what happened in the first 3 weeks compared to the last 5 games?
Well, we're focused so much on this game. I'm not sure what the question is. The first three as opposed to, you mean?
There are two wins in the three as opposed to the four losses in the last 5.
Yeah, I mean, we have not played at a consistent level. That's really it. When you look at the games that we won, we were able to take care of the football and create turnovers, and it always starts that way. Creating turnovers and taking care of the football is always really one of the primary reasons. And then playing consistently in terms of, penalties at the wrong time, not converting on third down, it all goes into it, and not being able to get off the field on third down as well. So they were collective losses. You don't lose on one side of the ball. It's clear that, when you lose a game and you look at it from a coaching perspective, that all three phases are involved, and we weren't able to put it together in all three phases like we were against Atlanta, the Jets, and San Francisco.
Is there a reason for that season?
I don't know if there's ever any one reason. It's a collection of reasons. You don't convert on third down. You don't get off the field on third down. You don't get the takeaways, and you give away. Those are all the things that go into winning and losing games. You don't have pre-snap penalties. You do have pre-snap penalties. They all involved in doing that. And at the end of the day, over the first 8 games, we didn't play at a consistent level, and that's why we're 3-5.
Mark, one of the things Kromer said is that he told the guys, just run the offense.
Mm-hmm.
What's the idea behind saying just run the offense versus, is that to get guys off their individual ideas, or?
No, I think that I can't speak for Aaron, and I can't speak the context. But what I think he's saying is that just go ahead and do your job. Don't try to overthink your assignment. Don't try to help your teammate out by thinking you need to do this to help him. And we went through those types of issues with our guys. We got guys who want to do the right thing. They study, they prepare, they want to do it right. And sometimes that you can get caught up in trying to do more than you have to do. And I think that's really what Aaron's probably saying is that, guys, let's go out there, and you don't have to carry the weight of the team on your back. Just go ahead and do your job. Do it with energy. Do it with enthusiasm, and be in the right place at the right time, and be able to adjust and make the play when it comes your way, and not try to do anything more than that.
You said consistent a lot, but why is it?
Well, I think that that's one of the hardest things to do is to be consistent. When you're putting a team together and everybody being able to play at a certain level, which will allow you to have success. And for us, when you look at it over the last three or four weeks, you know, we haven't taken the ball away. Our last takeaway was Atlanta. That's hurt us. We've given the ball away recently, and that's hurt us. And that's the starting point. And then doing the things we need to do play by play. But we, you know, we put that behind us. You know, that's there's other teams that have been in that position. We put it behind us. We've assessed it, and we move forward. Our focus has been entirely on Green Bay and getting us out of that and into something that a lot more that's a lot more positive. And we'll see where that takes us on Sunday.
Mark, is there a significant difference in your offensive planning for this game against Green Bay as opposed to the last one when you didn't know what Brandon's status was going to be?
I can't really make that comparison because I'm not able to reflect on that, quite frankly, Rich. I know this is that we went into the game preparing the best we could with the players that we had, and certainly we're happy that we've got Brandon back, and he's obviously, you know, going to be part of that, is a part of that game plan.
The challenge of containing Jordy Nelson and figuring out a plan to account for a guy who moves inside, moves outside.
It's like any player. I mean, not only in, if you spend too much time on him, you're leaving Cobb and other people open. And Aaron Rodgers has no problem finding who the single covered guy is when another guy is doubled. So there's a lot of different ways to go about it. I'm not going to get into the competitive side of it, but you know we're going to have to handle the matchups that we have, whether it's man coverages, combination man coverages, or zone coverages. We're going to have to be in the right place. A lot of that's going to be reflective in what goes on at the line of scrimmage, and 11 you know bodies are going to have to be working together because he's a very tough player to stop. He's one of the one of the best receivers in the league, no doubt about it. We have him as one of the highest rated receivers around, and it's evident by his productivity and the way he works with Aaron Rodgers that it's difficult to completely stop him.
What specifically?
Well, he's got size, strength, and speed, and he uses it all with great technique. So he has the ability to beat the man in bump and run and hip-to-hip coverage. He can go deep. He's also very, very good when he extends the plays. When Aaron extends the plays, he's just got a great feel for finding space and working himself back into the play.